What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, founder of the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about
the brand new Disney classic, Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, here we go. What's up, everybody? It's Roger and James here, founder of the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're actually going to be launching a new mini series within the podcast, where we're going to be looking at retro. We're going to be doing retro reviews for movies, shorts, and video games. We're going to be trying to do maybe one a week, and we're going to be looking at Marvel, Disney, Star Wars, Fox, kind of mixing it around a bit. So if you've got any suggestions for what we're going to be doing, send us a note and we'll put it on the list to do, because we've got a massive list and it's kind of just nice sometimes to go back and reminisce. So we're going to start off with probably the only way we really could. We went to watch Steamboat Willie, the original animated one. It's on YouTube. You can watch it for free. You don't need a Disney Life or anything like that. And I watched it and I went, I've never seen this. I don't know how, but I'd seen clips. I knew the music, but I didn't remember. I was like, I've never actually seen this from what beginning to end.
And I suspect that that is very common, because I'm sure most people know the first 10 to 15 seconds of it. Because I know Disney's been using it in their title card for a while. Yeah. You know, you got Mickey.
Even I used it as for this for years. And everyone was like, you know, this whistling. It's like, that Steamboat Mickey sort of music. That was just, you knew it. But I watched this short and I'm going, I don't think I've ever seen this all the way through.
And this short, I saw it for the first time earlier this year. So this was the second time I watched it ever and this year. And this it's so trippy. It is so trippy. But what's interesting about it is there are a lot more characters introduced in it than you think there are. You know, most people think it's just Mickey and just Pete and that's it. But no, you've got the cow. What's her name? Bessie? Is that her name?
Even Minnie Mouse is in it.
Minnie's in it, yeah. They rope her onto the boat with like a crane whatever. Donald's not in it yet, obviously. But he's not part of it. But there are a lot of characters in here who kind of disappeared out of the mythos, Disney, the Disney mythos, but have come back in recent years. We've seen the cow show up again. Pete, of course, is that kind of on again, off again villain figure. Heck, I was introduced to Pete in the Goofy show, the Goof Troop, and the Goofy movie. So obviously they keep drawing those guys back in.
It's odd because, you know, for me, actually, having played through the Kingdom Hearts games lately, I've seen more of Pete in that than I think I ever did in anything else. It was one of those weird things of I don't really remember Pete much at all other than in the comic books. So watching him here, he's definitely, as they alluded to in the Kingdom Hearts game, he's a very different Pete. He's not really a villain. He's just a bad boss. He's just an angry boss, and that's all he is.
Yeah, and that kind of fits with this very early interpretation of the character. He doesn't really have a motive. He's just a jerk. But obviously you're very limited by what you can tell in a, 7 minute, 42 second runtime. So, you know, they had to kind of make it simple, use broad stereotypes, things you could identify pretty much immediately. And it worked for them. Obviously we're talking about this movie 90 years later. Its 90th anniversary is on November 18th.
Yeah. So, 90 years later, you can see I was watching it on my big, 50 inch screen and going, oh, it looks a bit rough. And again, they go, yes, it's 90 years old. And yes, you can see it's jumping around a little bit and it's not smooth. And you go, but this is 90 years old. And you're watching this now on YouTube on this massive screen. If you said to Walt back then, oh, by the way, you're going to have people sitting out and watching this, doing that. And what they're going to be doing the same in another 100 years. It's just this thing of, it is a classic. It's the fact that you can go and watch it on YouTube for free. And Walt Disney have put it out there as just being something that people can, these classics are there to go and watch. And yeah, I'd recommend go and do it. If you don't think you've ever seen it, go and watch it, because it's classic. And there are some really weird bits in it. Mickey does come off as a bit of a slacker because he's there messing about when he should be doing a job. But the scenes with him playing the animals as instruments. I mean, I remember when I was watching, I messaged you going, this is just pure animal cruelty.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of humor in it that really wouldn't fly today. But that's true of so many cartoons of the past. You know, for people who haven't watched the old shorts, whether the Disney ones or, the Bugs Bunny, whatever, they might think that the game Cuphead, which came out last year, was kind of exaggerating things or anything. And if anything, that game underplayed some of the absolute crazy stuff that happens in these old cartoons. So,
yeah, it was, it's definitely a really interesting way of like looking back now on how Mickey started, but also kind of, you know, they took that and kind of just kept rowing with it. And like you say, there's parts of it that are iconic, like him on the boat and he's whistling away, but there are some parts of it that are just crazy weird. And it's like that weird thing of like, he's playing these animals and feeding, you know, like, oh, can't get the belt around them, the cow, so just fill it up with food and that'll work. But it's that weird thing is when I go, well, why does the goat not talk but the mouse does? It just it makes no sense.
There's so much about this that doesn't make any sort of sense. But that's okay. That's actually part of the appeal of it. It's the kind of random, wacky, crazy stuff you just couldn't get away with anymore. And yeah, it defined how cartoon humor would be for the next 20, 30 years, basically up until Snow White. And even then, you know, the shorts tended to be pretty crazy as well. So
yeah, no, it was really kind of quite fun going back and watching it because, you know, you kind of, you know, you get together all this history and you learn all these bits and pieces, but sometimes it's so easy for things to kind of get lost in the shuffle because there's so much out there and there is so much entertainment. But I was just quite genuinely just quite shocked of just how much was in there, because didn't realize it was as long as it was. But either I don't know whether or not as well, whether I'd seen bits of it on like Have a Laugh, where when we were sat in the hotels at the parks where we're constantly running Disney cartoons, you only see like the small clips and stuff as well. And in like highlight reels at the parks and things like that. And to actually sit down there and watch the whole thing and watched it through twice, it just was, it was a fun little video to watch, and definitely go watch it. And you think that people, when this came out, people would have had to have gone to the cinema to have watched it because you didn't have televisions at home. And that was the only, and how amazing that would have been when people would have watched that on the screen. It's hard to imagine now of what that would have been like.
Yeah, I can't even conceive it, because I mean, we grew up with televisions our entire lives. We're currently in the age of streaming media where I don't even have to get from in front of my computer to watch high quality cartoons, but to have to go to a theater and be like, oh, what's the main billing? Oh, it's a cartoon called Steamboat Willie with a mouse. I can't even understand like how that works, but it was obviously a massive hit. You know, it all started with a mouse. This was where it started. It wasn't Disney's first work, of course. There was the Oswald stuff, but this is where Disney started. And it kind of interests me because so much of this cartoon we don't know anything about. And I don't even think they show this at the parks. You know, you go down Main Street in Disney World and Disneyland, and one of the first things you can do is you can go into the arcade, which is showing five or six shorts. And I know one of them's Playing Crazy, and then a couple they got, I think, the Dancing Trees, you know, the first color one. I don't think they're showing that this there, because I think Disney is very carefully trying to curate what people, quote-unquote, remember about it. Because when you get to, like, the five-minute mark, it's just out there. Yeah. It's completely out there.
And it's kind of a strange thing. Like, there's so much merchandise out there based on this anime. You can go and, you know, the 90th anniversary, they're releasing tons of merchandise. A lot of it's got Steamboat Willie on it. You know, they've got the other ones like Brave Little Taylor and Playing Crazy and stuff. But Steamboat Willie, you can buy stuff in the parks and in Disney Store and online of this today. You know, this is not just something of an old animated TV short from 90 years ago. They're still marketing it and still merchandising it now. But I'm wondering, it's that kind of thing, like you say, like we've got this nostalgic view of Steamboat Willie as the classic, and the black and white version is Steamboat Willie. But then how many of us are like us, where we maybe hadn't actually seen it, or I've seen it maybe once and forgotten it, and but we associate that with classic Disney.
And it's so weird, because how many things do we follow, not just in Disney, but just all around, that we consider nostalgic, that we have a nostalgic attachment to, that we haven't actually seen? And it's not that many. This is one of the only ones I can think of. And it's like, that is really impressive when you get down to it. In fact, it's so impressive. We have now been talking about Steamboat Willie for longer than the short was. So,
19 years later. It's just, like I said, it was a really enjoyable sort of one. And kind of like when we thought about like starting this series off, we're going to do some regular, you know, big movies, but we're also going to try and see some stuff that we haven't seen. We're going to be probably trying to, you know, do that a little bit, and ones that maybe we've only seen once, or something that we could, as well as doing the big heavy hitters and stuff as well, because that's the fun part of it as well. But just feel like, you know, sometimes going off and doing some of these shorts and stuff, and especially with Mickey's 90th anniversary, I definitely feel like it'd be nice to go and hit some of the big hitters like these over the years, in the sort of celebration stuff. But I loved it. I really like how it was completely bonkers. It was old, it looked a bit ropey, but that's all part of the charm now. You're looking at it and looking at it in such a different light than you would have been years ago.
Yeah, and I've got to say, whether or not anybody enjoys it, because it's a very different style of humor than we're used to, even by cartoon standards. It's only 7.5 minutes long. Go and watch it. Just see where the history of this medium comes from. Yeah. This isn't like sitting down for an hour and a half movie. This is literally pop open a YouTube, you know, while you're taking a snack break at work, or, you know, when you're taking a mental break from your kids, anything like that. And just see where it all started. Because like both of us, and we are on a Disney website, a Disney podcast. We had not seen this. So I'm betting that the vast majority of people who are listening to this also haven't seen it.
Yeah, because you just... it's just that weird thing. I mean, personally, I would probably say it might be better watching it on your phone or on a smaller screen, because I think it will work better. I know when I watched it on my big widescreen TV, I really noticed how jarring it was. When I watched it again on my mobile, it felt a lot smoother. It just was, as much as they did it on they did put it on a massive screen when it came out originally. Shrinking it down, you lose that a little bit. It's a little bit more crisper and cleaner. The bigger it is, it's not so forgiving in our 4K telly.
Also, they would have played it on a projector, of course, and a projector tends to be more forgiving in terms of scaling up. You're looking at a video on your computer or on your TV that's being upscaled to a 4K or 1080p resolution, and it really was not designed for that at all. Now, it wouldn't surprise me if either around November this year, or maybe in 10 years, 2028, Disney didn't go back and you know, cleaned it up, kind of upscaled it, left it authentic, but maybe kind of remastered it so that it would fit on a, well, maybe in 2028, a 16K holographic.
We're doing it in VR. But anyway, guys, we'd love to know what you guys think of Steamboat Willie. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. Then let us know what you think. Or get in touch with us through all the different social medias. You can go find us over at DisKingdom.com. Like, follow, and subscribe. And if you have got any suggestions for movies you maybe want us to do a review for, let us know in the comments below. James, where can they find you?
You can find me, heroiclegacy.com.
And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.